Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ricardo. I'm going to go to the data analysis workshop this weekend. What about you? Mr. Yoon and the other managers sent us an email encouraging us to go for the extra professional development.
Well, I checked out the program and it looks interesting. The only thing is the registration fee. I don't think I can afford it.
We can get reimbursed. Mr. Yoon said the company would pay for training as long as we submit a report of what we learned. Why don't you talk to him about it?
Oh, that's right. I'll go see him this afternoon.
Number 32. What is the woman planning to do this weekend? Number 33. What problem does the man mention? Number 34. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Samara, welcome. My name's Oscar, and I'll be taking you on a tour of our candle factory today. We're so happy that you're writing an article about our fragrant candles for your magazine.
Thanks, Oscar. Our readers know how important scent is to making a home feel comfortable. This article about your creation process will be very popular. I'd especially like to see the new sandalwood candles you're working on.
I'm sorry. I can tell you about our marketing plans for that line, but because of privacy concerns, the new product development area won't be part of the tour. I hope you understand.
Number 35. Why is the woman visiting the man? Number 36. Who most likely is the woman? Number 37. Why does the man apologize? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Emma. A group of us are heading to the city after work for the International Film Festival. We're going to see that Italian drama by Elena Costa.
Oh, I read about that on the festival's website. It's won several awards already.
Right. It's supposed to be excellent. Do you want to come?
Well, all of my sales reports are due today.
You know what? Let me see if I can pre-order tickets on the website. Then we could probably leave a little later and you could join us.
Oh, that would be great. Let me know.
Number 38. What type of event are the speakers discussing? Number 39. Why does the woman say,
"All of my sales reports are due today"?
Number 40. What does the man say he will try to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Mr. Perez. Good news. We had a 15% increase in passengers on domestic flights last month.
That's good to hear. Still, I think we can see an even higher increase if we offer some summer vacation packages.
Well, Travel Plus Hotels is interested in partnering with us on travel packages. They have budget hotels in several cities where we offer flights.
That's worth looking into. Please send me a list of the cities where they operate.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What does the man suggest? Number 43. What does the man ask the woman to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Teresa, I got a call from a client saying that the real estate contract I asked you to mail last week never reached him.
Oh, the contract for the Mercer building?
Yeah, that's the one. Is there a way to check if the Postal Service delivered it?
Sure. I still have the receipt with the tracking number on it. Let me pull up the record.
Great, thanks.
It looks like it got there on Monday morning. Someone named John Gruben signed for it.
Ah, at least we know it arrived. I'll get back to the client now with this information.
Number 44. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 45. How does the woman help the man? Number 46. What will the man do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Werther's Outfitters. Deborah speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I was shopping at your store this morning, but I realized when I got home that I don't have my glasses.
Could you describe them?
Sure. They've got frames that are black around the top and silver around the bottom. Have you seen them?
Unfortunately, no. But let me ask the manager to see if anything's been turned into the lost and found. Please stay on the line.
Of course. Thanks for doing this.
Number 47. Who most likely is the woman? Number 48. What does the man mean when he says,
I don't have my glasses?
Number 49. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Daniel. Are you busy? I wanted to talk to you about the article you're working on for the magazine, the one on Catherine Sullivan, the violinist. It's due at the end of the week.
Actually, is it okay if we move the deadline to the end of next week?
Why? Is there a problem?
Well, the interview with Catherine went really well, and I'm almost finished writing the article. But because of a scheduling conflict, she had to cancel the photo shoot I'd set up.
Have you been able to schedule another one?
Yes. Catherine's agreed to meet me on Saturday morning so I can take some photos before her afternoon performance.
Number 50. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 51. What does the man ask about? Number 52. What does the man plan to do on Saturday? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'm glad we finally got seated. It's really crowded. When did your friend Gretchen open this restaurant?
I'm not sure, but here she comes now. Let's ask her.
Welcome. I'm glad you could stop by.
Me too. It looks like your restaurant's doing really well. Oh, this is my colleague, Bob.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Congratulations.
How long have you been open?
Only about 2 months, so I'm pleased with how busy we are. But it's kind of loud in here in the front. Give me a few minutes and I'll find you a better table.
Great. Thanks.
Number 53. Where are the speakers? Number 54. What does the woman say she did 2 months ago? Number 55. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Principal Chartered Bank. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm applying for a small business loan with your bank. I have the application documents here, but I was hoping someone could explain to me how to fill out a section of the personal financial statement. For my income, should I include any investments that I own as a source of income?
Yes, you should include income from any investments on line 2. Let's see. Other than that, I think your application looks good. Oh, but do you have a copy of your business plan? It's very important that you include that.
Right. I have my business plan in my briefcase. Thanks for checking.
Number 56. Where does the woman work? Number 57. What does the man want help with? Number 58. What documentation does the woman say is important? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Fiona, Klaus, thanks for meeting with me. You know we're going to start using a new software system for scheduling customer orders. The new program should really improve our factory's efficiency. And we've decided to start using the software next week.
Really? But that means we have to learn the new system as we manage customer orders. I'm worried we won't be able to handle both tasks at the same time.
I understand, but the software company is providing us with an on-site coordinator. His name is Mario Jones. He'll help us transition to the new software.
Okay, good. Does he know our old system too?
Yes, that's the best part. Mario has experience with both programs, so things should go smoothly.
Number 59. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 60. What is the woman concerned about? Number 61. What is Mario's most important qualification? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Helen, would you mind being here by yourself for about an hour? The conference planner said one of us needs to stay here at our booth to answer questions, but I'd like to step away if possible.
That depends on when. I don't mind working at the booth by myself, but I'm one of the speakers at the 12 o'clock session, so I can't be here at that time.
Okay, thanks. There's someone I used to work with who's leading the marketing workshop this morning, and I'd like to go see him. I'll be back in plenty of time for you to leave for your noon session.
Number 62. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which event will the woman participate in? Number 64. Who does the man say he would like to go see? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
I'm glad the renovations on the first floor are finished. Have you moved into your new office yet?
Not yet. I've been really busy organizing the technology conference. It's been a lot of work, but it's next week, so after that I should have time to start moving my things.
Well, if you need any help, I could take a few boxes down for you. Where is your new office anyway?
It's right next to the kitchen.
Number 65. What has the man been doing recently? Number 66. What does the woman offer to do? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which office is the man's? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and boarding pass.
Hi, I need to check in for my flight.
May I see your passport, please?
Sure.
Ah, Mr. Pierre Jean. I'm sorry, but your flight to Madrid's overbooked. The airline's offering 100 euros of travel credit if you'd be willing to take the flight at 9:15 p.m. instead. Would you be able to do that?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not in a rush to get there.
Great. Thanks for being flexible. Here's your new boarding pass. The flight departs at 9:15 from gate D44.
Oh, I was wondering, are there any seats available in business class?
Not at the moment, but there might be later. Check in with a gate agent before you board.
Number 68. What does the woman ask the man for? Number 69. What does the woman say about the man's original flight? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What information may change?